Good day and welcome. I'm Paul Levoy, Editor-in-Chief of Ascend Magazine.
And I'm Sarah Riven, Government Affairs Director at Thentia.
And this is Week in Brief, your weekly roundup of the biggest news in licensure, regulation, and digital government.
Today, we'll be discussing the top stories for the week of April 3rd, including New Jersey's moves to give licensing boards authority to address discrimination, challenges to New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu's occupational licensing reforms, calls to investigate and regulate ChatGPT, and more.
So, Sarah, why are Pennsylvania senators grilling licensing officials in the state?
So Monday was the Department of State's first budget hearing before the Senate Appropriations Committee. In Pennsylvania, the Department of State oversees occupational and professional licensing. The latest version of the Pennsylvania licensing system, which is called PALS, should be up and running late next year. So far, $20 million has been spent on the system, and it is replacing one that began being rolled out in 2016. And ever since it was rolled out, it's already been fraught with a lot of complaints and issues. So there's a lot riding on the PALS system's new launch.
So that's the software. Are there any other measures the governor is taking to speed up licensing times?
Yes, Governor Josh Shapiro signed an executive order to establish a money-back guarantee. With this money-back guarantee, if applicants do not receive word on their license or registration applications within certain timeframes, they'll actually get those fees back. So there's a process underway right now for all boards and departments to determine what a reasonable processing time ought to be for all the licenses and applications they'll be receiving so that there can be a return of that fee if those provisions are not met.
Are there any other concerns senators are raising about licensing?
As part of the effort to address that and speed up licensing times, applicants will now have to submit all required documents up front. In the past, there have been delays that have been caused by applicants not submitting all the required documentation, and then there's a back and forth with the licensing body. But with all of that needing to be submitted up front, that can help speed up times. So related to the application processing and delays, there were also questions about teleworking and whether remote work by state employees has contributed to those delays. Acting Secretary of the Commonwealth Al Schmidt said that has not contributed to the delays, though. Paul, I understand there are questions around licensing reform in New Hampshire as well. What can you tell us about that?
That's right. Republican and Democratic budget writers in the House are moving to reject almost all of the controversial and sweeping professional licensing changes that, you'll recall, Governor Chris Sununu proposed last month. Representatives from both parties have moved to maintain most of the licensing types that would be eliminated under the governor's proposal, including licenses for foresters, radiologists, and nursing assistants.
That seems pretty significant. What is the background here?
Well, it is significant. You'll recall that in February, Sununu moved to eliminate hundreds of statutory provisions, 14 regulatory boards, and 34 license types. He also wanted to standardize licensing timeframes, adopt universal license recognition, and create an Office of Regulatory Review, Reduction, and Government Efficiency to find and clear other regulatory hurdles. Ever since he announced that proposal in February, professionals from dozens of industries have spoken out against it. They say the new measure would endanger the integrity of professions across the state.
So what's next?
Well, though the House Finance Committee rejected many of the license changes in the bill, these could be reinstated when the full House discusses the budget later this week. If the proposal moves on, the Senate could try reinstating parts of the measure that were struck down in the House. Budget writers are also attempting to strike down Sununu's Office of Regulatory Review. We'll keep a close eye on how that shakes out. Sarah, I understand rules around discrimination are changing in New Jersey. Can you tell us what's going on there?
Yeah, so individuals who hold occupational or professional licenses in New Jersey can now be subject to disciplinary action by the boards that regulate and license them if they discriminate against clients, patients, students, colleagues, or employees. The Uniform Rules on Discrimination in Licensed Professionals were officially adopted earlier this year, but they didn't take effect until March 20th.
What would be the impact on boards and licensees in the state?
So over 720,000 New Jerseyans working in more than 100 different professions and occupations are affected by this rule. Under this rule, the licensee can be subject to disciplinary action if they have been found in an administrative proceeding to have engaged in professional or occupational misconduct related to the prohibited discrimination against others, as I've already mentioned.
And what's next?
Well, the New Jersey Business and Industry Association was opposed to this measure. They say there are already laws for unlawful discrimination and harassment in place. Those legal remedies include a letter of warning, reprimand or censure, an assessment of civil penalties, and revocation, suspension, or refusal to issue or renew a certificate, registration, or license. So it's unclear whether there will truly be many more actions taken now that this new rule has taken effect. Paul, let's shift gears. It sounds like ChatGPT is facing some new calls for regulation. What's happening?
Yeah, that's right. The U.S.'s Center for AI and Digital Policy has filed a formal complaint with the FTC in the wake of ChatGPT's massive proliferation over the past several months. It's been nearly unavoidable. The complaint asks the commission to halt further commercial deployment of GPT entirely until the software has been appropriately tweaked to protect readers from deception and biased information.
What specifically does the center want?
The center is calling for more transparency regarding OpenAI's GPT products, OpenAI being the company that created ChatGPT. The center is asking for third-party assessments of GPT-4 to be conducted before and after launch, and for OpenAI to provide an easier interface through which users can report incidents and their interactions with it.
So that's what's going on in the States. I understand the EU is making similar moves.
That's right. The European Consumer Organization has also called on regulators, both in EU and in national governments, to investigate ChatGPT. Thanks to this Artificial Intelligence Act that was proposed nearly 2 years ago, AI is basically already regulated. But because of how rapidly the technology has evolved, institutions are currently rushing to modernize legislation to make sure it addresses concerns that have emerged as recently as the past few months. It's a fast-moving area of new technology, and we'll be sure to stay on top of it. Well, that's all we have for you this week. I'm Paul.
And I'm Sarah.
Thanks for listening, and don't forget to sign up for Ascend Magazine's Week in Brief newsletter, your weekly roundup of the biggest news in licensure and digital government, and to subscribe to Ascend Radio. Till next time, stay informed and stay safe.